Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schmidt moves to second. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Osteen covering, for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cottier strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Locke reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Schmidt reaches second base with a double. Locke scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0-for-1 in the game. Austin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik bunts towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Austin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Locke hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Allison moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0 for 2 in the game. Osteen hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cotier bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cotier moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 3 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cotier scores. Hinton moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Bright moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to home to get Bright. Locke moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.